A45. Let's divert our attention to an issue perhaps we've not pondered on as much when it comes to North Korean cooperation. South Korea became an official member of the Organization for Cooperation of Railways, that's actually OSJD, on June 7th after an approval vote by, you guessed it, North Korea. Its admission means the way is now open for us, this country, to take part in operating a continental railroad line. So on this spotlight for this week, we'll take a look in more detail. Cho Ji-yeon, good morning.
Good morning, Alex. Good to be back home, actually.
You've been traveling around, haven't you? But you, probably if this railway's open, it'll just be another way for you to travel around the world.
Hopefully. Coming back to the issue, the South Korean Ministry of Land, Infrastructure and Transport reported on June 7th that South Korea's admission as a regular member was unanimously approved at an OSJD ministerial conference in Kyrgyzstan. You did mention that it was an approval vote by North Korea. It wasn't just by North Korea, but it does require unanimous approval. So looking at the OSJD, it was founded back in 1956, and it's an international organization built around a cohort of former socialist states in Eastern Europe and Asia, including Poland, Russia, China, and North Korea. The organization draws up agreements and establishes international transport standards with regard to the passengers and freight transportation of international railways, such as the Trans-Siberian Railroad and the Trans-China Railway. In addition to regular members, the organization is working with 44 railroad business partners and 7 observer companies from various countries. And the Korean National Railroad also joined the OSJD in 2014 as a partner company.
Let's just reflect a little bit further on this unanimous approval business, because some might say, well, you know, couldn't have been that hard to get involved in an organization like this. Well, it was.
Yes,
previously.
It was. That's right.
South Korea's always been blocked.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had previously attempted to join as an official member every year as the organization makes important decisions on the use and operation of railways in Eurasia. But Seoul's bid to join the Railway Alliance has always been blocked by North Korea because they were the one that did not send the approval vote. A full membership, as I mentioned, requires a unanimous approval from all 28 member states. And I guess this was an apparent reflection of the conciliatory mood and the pursuit of economic cooperation. North Korea changed its position to support the South's admission at the latest meeting, and thus allowing it to gain entry. So with this full membership in this OSJD, it could pave the way for our country to link its railroads to mainland Asia, and as far as the continent of Europe, even. This means it will be able to take part in the operation of 280,000 kilometers of international railway lines in Eurasia. As I mentioned, it always includes the TCR, the Trans-China Railway, and the Trans-Siberian Railway. This has been talked about so much when we talk about economic cooperation with North Korea. And OSJD members are entitled to transport passengers and freight without the need for separate agreements with countries where the railways pass through. So that is a big advantage.
So if this summit goes well tomorrow in Singapore.
Oh, yes.
And with potentially even more favorable relations ensuing between the two Koreas, we would then see maybe the lifting of sanctions.
Yes.
On North Korea, and then opening up the floodgates for economic ties.
That's right. There are a lot of talks that if this denuclearization agreement is comfortably reached and the international economic sanctions thus lifted, then, you know, economic cooperation can be boosted, gaining momentum. And it also could include the linkage of North and South Korean railways. In recent high-level talks, South and North Korea agreed to hold a working-level subcommittee meeting later on this month to discuss ideas for linking their railways with the roads. Meanwhile, the South Korean government did stress the need for North Korea's participation after reaching an agreement with Russia on a pursuit of economic cooperation in 9 areas, including gas and rail. So, appearing as a senior representative at a 17th South Korea-Russia Economic Science Technology Committee meeting in Seoul on June 7th, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Strategy Finance Kim Dong-yeon said, quote, "Only with North Korea's participation can the disrupted Korean Peninsula Railway be linked with the Siberian Railway, allowing Russian pipe gas into South Korea and enabling linkage of the Korean Peninsula power grid for efficient electricity production and consumption."
This will also bring Seoul closer to other regional partners.
Yes,
Russia would be among them.
Yes, as I mentioned, we did have a conference with Russia, but South Korea and Russia made plans to pursue general cooperation in these 9 areas. Meanwhile, President Moon will embark on a 3-day state visit to Russia from June 21st to 23rd, during which he will have a summit with President Vladimir Putin. President Moon has been invited by Russia's president, and it's the first state visit by a Korean president in 19 years. The last one was by former President Kim Dae-jung in 1999. President Moon will have a summit meeting and official banquet with President Putin to explore ways for forward-looking bilateral relations. And at the summit, the two presidents will discuss ways to nurture joint development for shared prosperity and growth in the Eurasia continent. And so President Moon is expected to discuss with his counterpart the potential economic projects that could come around should the economic sanctions on North Korea be lifted. And, of course, if the North accepts foreign investments after it follows through on the promises of those denuclearization issues.
But many experts also say it's too early to expect too much from full OSJT membership.
Yes, I mean, we shouldn't get ahead of ourselves. It is good news, but we shouldn't expect too much. I guess that's what they're talking about. The project must be concluded, you know, step by step. We can't just say, oh, now you can start off from Korea and visit Europe through rail. The vision of a Korea-Europe rail link can't be achieved without first linking the two Koreas by rail. So we will have to wait for the working level meeting this month to see how the two Koreas can cooperate in this railroad project. The first step, I guess, will be to push for the rail link starting from the Gyeonggi line, which used to link Bunsan in Gyeonggi province and Kaesong and Sinŭiju in North Korea.
Well, one of the potentially exciting outcomes then from tomorrow, fingers crossed. You've probably been to Singapore so many times, haven't you?
I have.
Various different personal agendas.
And I've actually been to the Shangri-La for business, so it was really kind of weird seeing all of the footage from yesterday.
Yeah, well, there's at least 3 hotels that are being showcased.
Yes.
One where President Trump's staying, mm-hmm. one where Kim Jong-un's staying, and
yes.
then, of course,
570 meters apart.
Yeah, and then where they're meeting on Sentosa Island. Mm-hmm. But are you quite confident Singapore's a good place to be holding this meeting?
Well, I would have preferred South Korea, but oh well.
Jo Ji-yeon, thank you very much with our spotlight this week.